Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the Labor Department Inspector General says there was more than $45 billion in potential unemployment insurance fraud during the pandemic. That's far more than what was previously estimated by the watchdog. The federal relief package from March of 2020 widened the ability for people to receive benefits. Two, vandals have hit the Southfield Pregnancy Resource Center now twice in the last 3 months. The first back on June 29th, 14 windows smashed, graffiti painted. The most recent vandalism last Friday. A backdoor window broken, more graffiti and threats left. And number three, President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. He authorized a disaster declaration before the storm hit Puerto Rico and now says 100% of federal funding now authorized for debris removal, search and rescue, and utility restoration for the whole month of September. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Steve is out today, clearly. I am in. Steve back on Monday. We'll talk with Steve Doolin this hour, also Larry Ward, president of the Constitutional Rights PAC. That's all coming up in this hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Don't forget stevegruber.com for exclusive content and giveaways and more, and podcasts too after the show is done. Listen to something a second time or share with a friend who missed it the first time. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and I'm there on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I'm here at Hillsdale, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here on campus. I'm a lecturer in journalism. I'm the host of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations across Michigan on the weekends. You could also find the podcast itself where you find your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, et cetera, et cetera. This week on the program, Molly Hemingway is with us, senior journalism fellow here at Hillsdale. We talk about election integrity and media malpractice. James Brandon, our chairman of theater here at Hillsdale, beginning a short series on the history of American theater, and excerpts from a recent Hillsdale lecture given by Richard Barris, who's director of Big Data Poll. He answers the question, is polling reliable anymore? All of that this week on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Speaking of polling, great piece yesterday, 2 days ago, up at nationalreview.com by our friend Dan McLachlan, who has been a guest on the program here, as I've guest hosted in previous times I've guest hosted. It is also a senior writer over at National Review. The pollster who thinks it's happening again for Republicans. So, as I've mentioned, we hear from Richard Barris this week on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour about, is polling reliable anymore? You might be aware of some polling problems, some polling issues, some giant misses in 2016, some huge misses in 2020. Should we believe polls anymore? I look at trends. I look at snapshots, right? Sometimes you look at methodology in these polls to still find them useful. But are they still reliable? That's the question Richard Barris tries to answer. And what Dan McLachlan gets into in his piece at National Review is this one pollster who is separate from the pack when it comes to a lot of results. It's Trafalgar, who had a great track record in 2016, did pretty good in 2020, and is back at it again here in 2022. Robert Cahaly of Trafalgar. He's the guy who runs the organization. Trying to explain why he thinks a majority of the polls are wrong this time around again, and why there might be a higher Republican turnout, a better Republican wave than some polls are predicting. So Dan McLachlan talked with Robert Cahaly of Trafalgar, They nailed Virginia in 2021. They did very well in 2016. So he talked with Trafalgar and said, why are you getting different results from other pollsters? His answer, polling is broken and is not contacting a representative sample of Americans. Pollsters aren't doing enough to fix it. So he has some recommendations that other pollsters can follow to get better results. One, shorter questionnaires. There are some that ask 99 questions and 54 subparts, but that detailed feedback might come at the expense of accuracy. He says, ask two questions, ask five questions. Simplify the questionnaires to get better results. He also notes, unsurprisingly, Republicans who were hostile to Trump were likelier to talk to pollsters recently and even in 2022. He thinks the shy Trump voter effect of 2016 and less so in 2020 still exists. He calls them submerged voters now. Voters who don't have stickers on their cars, voters who don't have signs in their front yards, voters who might be very afraid that expressing an opinion that others find distasteful might cost them their job or their social status, and so they simply vote but don't say anything about it. How do you reach these submerged voters? That's what Trafalgar is trying to do. He says, try to find ways to locate voters, more ways to locate voters. He doesn't like using online panels that enlist the same participants over time. Find more people. Get a better sample. He says, don't skimp on sample sizes. Trafalgar never publishes a poll with fewer than 1,000 respondents. He says smaller sample sizes present problems, especially when pollsters are weighting particular subsamples more heavily. He says don't trust self-reported party identification. He commonly encounters people who describe themselves as independents but are plainly regular voters for one party or the other. So given all of this and his methodology and how successful Trafalgar has been in these past few cycles, what does he see for 2022? He thinks that there was a larger than usual turnout of low propensity voters in high turnout Republican primaries, and that people who don't vote as regularly were likelier to support Trump-backed candidate. He says those voters are likelier to turn out this fall than in past midterms. On the issue environment, he says he hasn't seen any issue in a long time that motivates people as much as opposition to Biden's student loan forgiveness. He sees a lot of general anti-incumbent sentiment that's not unusual and believes that safety issues like crime and border security are driving opposition to Democrats in blue states. So Trafalgar and Kahale say the environment's likely better for Republicans than many pollsters are finding. He's explaining why and going on the record with his polling data to say, here's how we see the electorate. So one way or the other, after November, we'll find out who was right. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Michigan Chamber. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate the challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you. Thousands of members, that means they have experience no matter what you're trying to do. Michigan Chamber at michamber.com, michamber.com, michamber.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Steve Doolin coming up next on The Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With Well Connect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Well Connect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to Well Connect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well Connect.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.